This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I don't know if I'm grumpy because it's so gosh darn hot or because it's still weeks until football season. Where are we? We're at the 8-week mark till football season starts? Still too long. Way too long. I'm in my car and I have my phone, not on the dashboard, but you know how you have the dash and then you have kind of a little pocket, and that little pocket has where the GPS is and where you could see your radio and all that. I bought a used car last year, and it's cool because the radio is digital. It's not dials anymore, you know? So there's all these, like, digital, not digital buttons, but I guess there's a button down low that already has gotten Coke and spilled all over it and crumbs of food in it. But anyway, so all I did was set my phone there. And then I had to reach for the phone, and I needed to use it when I got to the gas station, and it said too hot. My phone was too hot. It needs to cool down. That scares me when my cell phone in an air-conditioned car is too hot. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so, I mean, we're hitting the one teens easily, every now and then, every other day. And, when your phone overheats, I worry because of all the stuff Samsung had to go through. They said in the news that Samsung is going to try to recover all these metals and components from their Galaxy Note 7s that got recalled. Did you guys hear about this? Interesting. They say Samsung Electronics plans to recover gold and other metals, including, I saw cobalt. What did I see? I saw some really cool stuff. Cobalt, copper, silver, and other metals from the millions of smartphones. And they think they're going to get about 157 tons. Of all these precious metals. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. I know. So, you know, why don't we recall the iPhone? I don't think my iPhone has any gold or silver or cobalt in it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with my iPhone. I'm not very happy with my iPhone because its battery life really stinks. So whatever they're using, I don't think is the real thing. But anyway, they say the phone's display modules, memory chips, camera models, and other components will be separated from the Note 7 for sale and recycling. In another effort to reduce waste, they have begun selling 400,000 units of the Galaxy Note FE phones in South Korea made from unused parts. And I guess, Samsung had some issues because, remember, passengers that were carrying them, basically had to be banned from planes or the instrument had to be banned from planes because it would catch fire. So this was one big cluster that unfortunately is kind of, a little bit of a blemish on, Samsung's whole, consumer electronic picture. But, it's interesting nonetheless. And I just don't know much about computers. You guys know more about it than I do. You know, I'm a doctor. I'm not really a computer geek. I'm a medical geek. And I just don't, if my phone keeps overheating every day because it sits on the pseudo dash, I'm worried I have a problem. Now, you'd think it would be cooling down. Are we in monsoon season? You see, I grew up in Vegas and I grew up in Phoenix. And monsoon was a bigger deal in Arizona. You know, Arizona loved monsoon because monsoon season is supposed to be anywhere from, I guess, mid-June to end of September. And, to me, mid-June is when summer starts. But in Arizona, we'd start getting some thunderstorms end of July, early August. And what was so cool about monsoon season is that's where Arizona got basically half its rainfall for the year. and we would get some real good downpours. It was exciting because you got real, real hot summers in Arizona, some hitting the 120s, and then all of a sudden you got some real, real cool weather patterns. You know, during one monsoon season, a lightning bolt, split our tree in our front yard, slams on the house. Luckily it didn't break through the house. You know, stucco's pretty strong, I guess. And, these are some real powerful storms. But they say the major monsoon systems of the world consist of the West African and the Asia-Australian monsoons. Now, we also have North and South American monsoons, and some people are saying, should we really even call them monsoon here? You know, monsoon doesn't just mean thunderstorm. Monsoon means a change in weather pattern. You know, where you get big, huge, sea breezes, and the temperature on land is warmer, you know, or cooler than temperature of the ocean, and then you have these temperature imbalances, and then you get, it's not like El Nino, it's not like that. They just cause these, you know, very predictable yearly rain patterns. And, for those of us who live in the desert, it's very well appreciated, and we're like, thank the Lord, thank heavens. For other people, they're like, I didn't come to Vegas, and I didn't come to Phoenix, and I didn't come to Albuquerque to deal with, you know, thunderstorms. I think rain's cool. I love rain. The problem is me being a doctor, whenever we do have thunderstorms, it could put us at risk for some things. Remember I told you guys about a bunch of people dying in Australia from a thunderstorm, and not because of the lightning, not because of the flooding, but because of asthma. 9 people died last year in Melbourne, Australia, because there was this thunderstorm. Now, remember, Australia's southern hemisphere. So this happened in November, which is their monsoon season. And what they think happened is the storm caused these pollen particles to swell, rupture into much, much smaller particles, and then they were dispersed by the wind. So the propulsion of all these particles that the body wasn't prepared for blew through people into these real bad asthmatic attacks. And we're being told 9 people died. I guess thunderstorm asthma was first coined and discovered when epidemics took over in Europe, Australia, Iran. And, lungs during allergy season may be just a little bit more ready than lungs during the non-allergy season, when all of a sudden you get a thunderstorm and now all this pollen and crap get into your lungs. And we talked about asthma, you know, multiple times. It's this inflammatory, this respiratory condition where you get inflammation, airways are narrow, it restricts airflow, you wheeze, you have shortness of breath, you have cough, and, you know, people can't get the oxygen in and out, they can't get their oxygen in, blow out the oxygen they're not using, the carbon dioxide out, to be able to take a new breath, it's a problem. So anybody right now, you know, if you guys are excited about monsoon season, that's great. But if you're an asthmatic or a COPD or emphysema patient or at all at risk, you got to see your doctor because thunderstorms can trigger asthma attacks. Guys, when we come back, actress and comedian Vicki Lawrence joins us. So excited. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. You know, I am really, really excited about our next guest. I think it is really gutsy when somebody comes out to talk about a personal problem that they've been dealing with. Now, I mean, I've been telling you guys about my hemorrhoid issues, and you all don't seem to care. But I think you guys are really going to care about this one. Chronic idiopathic urticaria is something that plagues a lot of people. And we've talked about this on the show before, but our next guest is Emmy Award-winning actress and comedian, oh, my favorite, Vicki Lawrence. Vicki, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We all know you
more about your hemorrhoids.
Oh, my God.
They're so sick of hearing about it. You know, because I sit on a hemorrhoid pillow in my studio, and sometimes it deflates, and they hear that, and I get no sympathy. No sympathy at all. You guys know Vicky from Mama's Fam. Oh, go ahead.
Uh-huh. I send you my sympathy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I need it. So as many of you guys know, Vicki Lawrence has made us fall off our chairs laughing through Mama's Family, The Carol Burnett Show. She's actually on tour. By the way, Vicki, you're going to be in my neck of the woods on Friday. So can't wait to say hi to you there. We're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about chronic idiopathic urticaria. Tell us about that.
Well, you said you've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think you're a lot more intelligent sounding than I am. So maybe my listeners will finally learn something.
I had don't know when you talked about it, but I had never heard such a mouthful in my life. I'd never heard of such a thing. I broke out in hives like about 5 years ago, and assumed I had done something stupid, like eaten something wrong or changed detergents or something I was allergic to. And my doctor said almost everybody breaks out in hives at some point in their lives. It's no big deal. We'll get it under control. Not to worry. 6 weeks later, nothing is working. And he says to me, I'm going to diagnose you with chronic idiopathic urticaria. Chronic meaning that it's now lasted for more than 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Idiopathic meaning the doctor can't tell me why it is happening. And urticaria is the fancy, you guys always have to have a fancy word for everything. So urticaria mm-hmm. is the fancy word for hives.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard such a mouthful. And I, of course, went home and started looking on the internet and could find no good information about it. I mean, there were a lot of people wondering and frustrated and looking for answers, but there was no good information. So I was fortunate that I was seeing an allergist who was familiar with the condition. And we were able to get it under control. And I have not seen a hive in a number of years now. But
thank God.
It is chronic for me, as it is for 1.5 million other Americans who knew. And it can come and go as it pleases. So the deal is, if you find the right doctor, the right allergist or dermatologist, it's controllable. It's not curable. But it is definitely controllable. So a couple of years ago, I had an opportunity to join this program, CIUNU, which is an educational program for people that are looking for answers have not been able to find them. It's got a ton of information. Mm-hmm. The website is CIUNU.com, and it's got downloadable materials that will encourage you to track your hives so that if you get to the right doctor on the wrong day and your hives are not acting up, you'll be able to say, hey, look, here's what happened last week. Here's what happened the other day. And hopefully you will get that diagnosis sooner than later. It will take 6 weeks for you to get a diagnosis of CIU.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleased to be the face of hives, if you know what I mean.
And you have such a cute, beautiful face. Call me Dahlia. Oh. Absolutely. Oh, no, you know what? That's right. My listeners get mad at me when I do that. You know what? That's fine. Vicky, we're sisters. We're sisters. We're good. You know, it's interesting.
Okay.
With hives, people say, oh, I have hives. You know, could this be me? You brought up, look, this is something where it's chronic and we can't figure out the source. Hives could be anything. It could be a medication you're taking. It could be food. It could be a change in weather, cold or heat. One thing that gave me hives, and I had it chronically, is I wear Spanx. Okay, I need to wear a lot of slimming type of underwear. And when you take it off, I would see hives. And because I wear Spanx every single day, I had hives for weeks. And so I actually thought I was suffering from CIU. And then, you know, my doctor said, well, stop the Spanx. And I go, well, it'll roll out all over. You really want me to do that? And he's like, try losing weight. But a lot of us induce our own hives. What makes this different is that we don't know what's inducing it. They think maybe it could be something related to an autoimmune thyroid issue, an autoimmune rheumatologic issue. Can I ask, Vicky, do you have any issues with your thyroid?
Nope.
Good. And you don't have any other
no,
issues?
I do not.
Excellent, excellent. So, you know, it shows that they're still trying to, you know, wrap their scientific heads around this. And CIU and you, I actually wrote an article highlighting them. I really like this organization, and I'm so glad you're a spokesperson for them because, you know, this isn't talked about. It isn't highly researched. It doesn't get a lot of media attention. And, you know, how do you work? How do you sleep? What does this affect, I should ask you, in terms of your daily life?
Yeah, well, for me, it was incredibly itchy, and I was pretty sure it was exacerbated by heat, so I would jump in the cold shower and keep turning it down till it was so cold I couldn't stand it anymore. I'd hop out, I'd slather menthol lotion all over myself, and I would just sit on the bed shivering, just hoping that maybe I would pass out for a few minutes, and the hives would take a break for a little bit. I think the most frustrating thing about it for patients is that we want to blame ourselves. We want to say, I've done something. There's something I've done wrong. I mean, I've talked to people who have stopped going to the gym, or they've stopped horseback riding, I talked to a woman who moved out of her house because she was sure it was something in her house. For those of us who have this chronic condition, it's really hard to step back and not blame yourself.
Right.
But instead, find the right allergist or the dermatologist that's familiar with the condition that can help you get them under control and get, you know, get your life back.
Mm-hmm. And go to CIUNU.com because, as Vicki Lawrence had said, who's joining us today, Academy Award or Emmy Award, Emmy. Look, I'm giving you an Academy Award, an Emmy, and a Grammy. Vicki Lawrence is joining us on air. Boy, I'm messing this up. I'm going to be fired after this, you know. Go to CIUNU.com, has a lot of resources. But, you know, Vicki brings up a good point. We do blame ourselves. When we get diabetes, when we get blood pressure, when we get hives, we blame ourselves. And one of the psychological reasons for that is because we think, well, if we could blame ourselves, then we could find the reason and we could fix it. What makes this issue, and I hate to call it a disease, but what makes this issue, we'll call it, you know, so frustrating is because it's idiopathic. It isn't something that you did. There isn't a cause that you could find. There isn't a medication that cures it. And so out of frustration, we do blame ourselves because we're like, well, it has to be something we're doing or we're being punished. And, you know, sometimes what you have to do is let that go and say, look, I'm going to seek help. You know, and, you know, it was a good point you brought up with that.
Yeah, no, and I've talked to a lot of people that have literally been looking for answers for years and have not been able to find it. So when I had an opportunity to throw my face on this website and literally be the face of Hive, I said, yes, I will help get that message out there because I feel like everybody in this day and age, I know it's only 1.5 million of us, which is, you know, small in comparison to a lot of other conditions. But I think everybody should have a place to go to get good information and education to help themselves. This is a website that is supported by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. Mm-hmm. It's made possible by Genentech and Novartis. It's a smart, chock full of a lot of information website, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
No, oh, that's wonderful. Vicki, while I have you for the last minute, you're on tour. Tell my listeners what you're up to and where you're going to be next.
I'm always on tour, Dr. Dahlia. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like I live at an airport. I live at the airport. I get out there and make everybody laugh.
And that is so awesome. Awesome. Yeah, you're actually going to be in my neck of the woods in Vegas this week, so I can't wait for that.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, you're going to be Friday.
Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll be at the Aliante Casino on Saturday night.
Okay, excellent. Good. And how can people get tickets? Because I have a lot of listeners in Las Vegas.
Lord, I don't know. Do you call the box office?
Figure it out, people. But, you know, Vicki, it was such an honor to have you.
I won't talk about hives.
No, please.
I won't talk about hives in my show.
Oh,
no,
man.
Laugh.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, exactly. Come to laugh. But although hives. Vicki, thank you for joining us so much. Can't wait to have you back. You take care.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Bye. Bye.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you have been writing comments about what's been going on with healthcare. As you know, the Senate, the GOP-led Senate, doesn't have enough bills to pass a repeal and replace. Some of us are, you know, concerned about, you know, tax reform and the budget, and, you know, we want to get something done. And so a lot of us are exhausted saying, you want to let fine, just don't pass anything and let's just, you know, move on. We got, you know, bigger fish to fry, and Obamacare's fate may already be, set. But I put a poll up, should the GOP let Obamacare run its course and fail? Should they vote to repeal it, or should they help sustain it with more government funds? I asked you guys specifically to avoid using foul language, and some of you have complied. So thank you. Others, no. So I can't read all of these. I read some of them in the first hour, but I want you guys to hear what other people think. Okay? True, we had somebody say that they should keep Obamacare because the GOP healthcare plan will kill millions of Americans. That has been debated in and of itself. And when people asked him, where did you get this? They said, because the elderly and people who have pre-existing conditions would pay more. If they can't afford it, they will die. Well, the GOP has already promised that they're not going to do away with pre-existing conditions. Even though, unfortunately, the truth behind it all is that's why premiums are so high. That's why we are in the mess that we're in. What the GOP offered to do, since we can't turn back and we don't want to turn back the whole pre-existing condition clause, is to make sure there are plans there that cover pre-existing conditions, but allow there to be other plans that could be hopefully a hell of a lot cheaper that somebody could, let's say, purchase without the pre-existing condition rule in there. Some people are very cautiously optimistic about that. Some people think that's a disaster because an insurance company will make the pre-existing condition plan so unaffordable. Well, the problem is they're already unaffordable now. So we have John writing, the government has failed the American people. That was his vote. Jody writes, repeal. Get rid of the non-affordable Barack Obama crap. She said it will still be 2 years away until a new replacement plan is in place. It will crash and burn on its own in the next 6 months anyway. Again, I don't know if it's going to crash or burn in the next 6 months. I think it's going to sputter, for the next year or two. We already have some insurance companies saying they will be a part of the exchange, and they stepped up to bat. They know you stepped up to the plate. Many insurance companies have pulled out, but it's still going to be around for another year. And it could be around long enough until the midterms and more Democrats get into power and can infuse some money to help sustain it. So if we're, thinking, well, Obamacare is going to fail on its own, it may not fail for a few years. She cites, people seem to think health insurance is a responsibility of the government to provide. It's not. Nowhere in the Constitution does it state that the government shall provide health care. Denise writes, let it fail and implode. George goes, run its course while working in the background with bipartisan support to replace. That's what I think a lot of people are thinking. Just let it run its course and then maybe bipartisanly. It's a softer approach. It's not a very popular one politically. That's not why, the GOP made its gains this last election. For those of us that have very high premiums and very high deductibles, letting it run its course is kind of the same as well. Just sticking with what you have. Not a popular suggestion, but I think there's a lot of people thinking that. Annie writes, let it fail, then let capitalism take over. The people who need or want other insurance can now bail without penalty. Go find something else and buy it. She says, let's compare it to the car. If an automobile dealership was failing, you would stop buying their cars and switch to a different dealership. It's not like there aren't any other car companies to buy from. Bud writes, if they know what's wrong with it, why don't they just fix it? I don't know why these politicians have to make things so difficult. How about we all get the same health care that they have? Or does that make too much sense? People are really furious that Congress does not have the same insurance that we all do. They don't have the high deductibles, the high premiums. I think their insurance is covered. They're not feeling what we're feeling. So maybe there's no urgency on their part. Michelle writes, repeal. Bud says, how about we repeal and replace all politicians? Michael Antonio says they should immediately pass legislation to stop any insurance mandates at the very least if they can't repeal the whole thing. Now, we talked about that in the first hour. Well, why don't we take out some of the unpopular things of the bill? Like, for example, let's stop the employer mandate, where they get fined if they don't buy health insurance for their employees, and let's stop the individual mandate so you don't get fined if you don't buy a plan that you don't want. It's an option. It's, again, something that we've kind of toyed with. The problem is that will accelerate the demise of Obamacare. And then politically, the GOP is going to have a lot of issues because when Obamacare dies, it's not going to be Obama to blame. It'll be the GOP. So they have to tread carefully with that. Now, Don says you can't make chicken salad out of chicken blank. He says either straight up repeal or allow it to die. He says either way Trump wins, he needs to sit back and reread his book of Art of the Deal. I think Donald Trump really has his work cut out for him. I don't think he was expecting this. You know, when you're in a business setting, you know, that he's in corporate setting, you know, he can make things happen. You know, there are ways to sway others. Okay? And money talks. Well, with politicians, and that's how it was designed, and some of us would agree that's a good thing, money can't sway them. Okay? We don't want money to sway them. And so, you know, with politicians, they have to worry about the voter, and they really have to worry about the media. You know, before it was the all-encompass, all the, you know, the power of the voter. Now it's what are local TV stations going to say about me in my district, in my home state? And if they're going to catch me on a soundbite, or they're going to, and you see that all the time, like Dean Heller. Dean Heller is the senator in our state. Good guy. And there's a commercial running that caught him on a soundbite saying, look, you know, I'm not going to agree to, you know, cut Medicaid. And he says more than that, obviously. And that keeps running and playing and running and playing. And so, you know, if he does have to make a decision that starts to revamp Medicaid, they got this soundbite on him. And this is what politicians are up against. Okay? If they are more concerned about the media than they are about the lobbyists and about the money and about the votes. Now, of course, the votes come second because, you know, media can sway votes. But they're politicians. Their job is to stay in office. Jeff writes, amend the ACA, fix it, then move to single payer and get the Democrats on board also. He says the founding fathers structured Article 1 to work by compromise, pass a veto bill, or make the president sign it. Steve says repeal all 2,000 pages and draft a complete new conservative non-socialist health care bill. All right. Christine says let it hang itself. Today's dental care says let it fail. So, you know, we have a lot of opinions here, and I really appreciate your guys' opinions. You know, and here's the thing. There are many Democrats who out there who say, look, let it run its course. Let it fail. Let it run its course. Let natural selection or survival of the fittest take over. You know, because Democrats are also concerned. They have issues with this as well. Both the GOP and the Democrats are having trouble sleeping right now. Because this bill, if it does continue to plague the average voter or the average citizen, they're going to have trouble in future elections. They want to be a part of a fix. You know, a lot of people don't realize this. Okay, if we really want to dig deeper into this, okay, a lot of Democrats know Obamacare failed, and that's what caused their demise in the last election. So, but they want to make sure they are a part of a new fix so that they get credit and they get reelected. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk. o'clock.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We're gearing up for the next school year, and for those of you that want to help your local teachers, as many of them have to purchase their own supplies, and they kind of deal with a lot right before the school year, and budgets of school districts don't seem to cover everything they need for our children, please contact me at drdahlia.com or go to my website and find Tools for Teachers. We are beginning the next Tools for Teachers campaign to help get the teachers the supplies that they need, as well as health tips and goodies and restaurant coupons and spa day and things like that. You know, why not? If our teachers are happy, our kids are happy. Yeah, it's so funny with teachers. You know, I love teachers. You know, teachers comprised a huge part of my patient population when I had my practice. I get along with my kids' teachers. But when I was going to school, teachers were kind of, you know, my image of a teacher when I was growing up, they were mean. They had a mean face. That's I think, one of the plights of teachers. You know, so many people dislike their teachers such that when they grow up, they think, you know, just like the librarian. You know how many times I got shut up and shut down and kicked out by a librarian? Now, when I think of a librarian, I think of a meanie. Yeah, librarians are some of the coolest people out there. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. But, you know, for those of you that can, you know, remember how much, you know, you did really, really like your teachers. You pretended to dislike them because that was a cool thing to do, but you really liked them. All right? They need our help. So go to drdahlia.com, find Tools for Teachers, and let's get started. Okay. So we have a woman who's 59 years old who gave birth to a healthy baby. After four decades of marriage, Akosua Buddha Amoeko and her husband tried to have a child without sex. Without success. I'm sorry, she had sex, but yeah, I know. Sorry, without success. Sorry. But last month, at age 59, Budu gave birth to her first child, of course, after fertility treatments. It was a full-term 7-pound, 4-ounce boy born June 15th at Bellevue Women's Center in Niskayuna, near Albany. And he's named after his father, Isaiah. They say they're all doing super well. She is 59 years old, and her husband is 59. They live in Schenectady, and they've tried for years to get pregnant, naturally. They've been married 38 years, so they stopped. Last year, after learning that a 60-year-old woman in the couple's homeland of Ghana gave birth to triplets after fertility treatments, they sought medical professional help. And at first, you know, they were a little apprehensive, you know, because there were risks being, you know, older. But then they decided to go through in vitro fertilization in an Albany area clinic using husband's sperm and a donor egg. And the entire process cost $20,000. Took a year, but now they have a baby. They are naturalized U.S. citizens, and they came to the United States back in 2015. Son is an American and a New Yorker. Very, very cool. Beautiful story. 59-year-old lady. Whew. I mean, I'm exhausted in my 40s. I couldn't even imagine having to go through that whole baby thing now. All right. So heroin crisis is not just about the overdoses, but apparently the discarded syringes cause huge issues. They say there's discarded syringes in the weeds, among hiking trails, in playground grass. They wash into rivers, float downstream, land on beaches. According to NBC News, they pepper baseball dugouts, sidewalks, and streets. Syringes left by drug users are turning up everywhere. And so they say in Portland, Maine, officials have collected more than 700 needles so far this year, putting them on track to handily exceed the nearly 900 gathered in all of 2016. In March alone, San Francisco collected more than 13,000 syringes, compared with only 2,900 the same month. They say people, often children, risk getting stuck by these discarded needles, raising the prospect that they could contract blood-borne diseases like hepatitis or HIV, or be exposed to remnants of the heroin or other drugs. I mean, when you accidentally step on one of these needles, now you're at risk for any communicable disease that's on there. I'm looking at activist Rocky Morrison of the Clean River Project. He is holding up a huge fishbowl filled with hypodermic needles to the rim. And that was recovered on the Merrimack River. Now, we don't know if anybody has gotten sick. They say a 6-year-old girl in California mistook a discarded syringe for a thermometer put in her mouth. They say she was unharmed. An 11-year-old daughter stepped on a needle in Santa Cruz, California. So you see, it's interesting. When you hear about the opioid crisis, you're thinking, all right, the overdoses, the kids. I think there was a child who had, let me look this up. I think there was a child that overdosed on fentanyl. Hold on, let me find that. That's some breaking news. Yeah, fentanyl kills a 10-year-old boy in Florida. This is one of the youngest victims now of the opioid crisis. Preliminary toxicology tests show Alton Banks had fentanyl in his system when he collapsed and died at his home on June 23rd. They say fentanyl and other synthetic forms of the drug are so powerful that even just a speck breathed in or touched on the skin could be fatal. And I think that's what happened to the fifth grader. He started vomiting after coming home from an outing in the neighborhood pool. He was found unconscious that evening, rushed to the hospital, and declared dead. And they think that he might have been exposed to it at the pool or on his walk home. Can you believe that? Touching fentanyl. That poor mother, Chantel Banks, too distraught to speak right now. I don't blame her. Cam Newton was his favorite football player. He wanted to become an engineer, loved the Carolina Panthers. And this epidemic is taking so many lives. And, you know, people look at it as, all right, well, people are getting high. You have unintended victims. You have innocent victims getting caught in the crossfire with this one. And needles being all over the place. And your child touching a needle that could have remnant fentanyl or HIV or hepatitis or any bloodborne pathogen. Not good. Tim Sousey, health director in Manchester, New Hampshire, collected 570 needles in 2016. This was the first year it began tracking the problem. He said, we would certainly characterize this as a health hazard. Parks, baseball diamonds, trails, beaches, etc. At a Utah elementary school, a child was poked by a needle left there. Another youngster stepped on one while playing on a beach in New Hampshire. So what do we do? Well, when this happens, we immediately test them for HIV, hepatitis, etc. And then we test them again, depending on that city's protocol, either at the six-week mark, at the two-month mark, some wait 6 months. Personally, I would probably check within 6 weeks. So there's a lot of cleanup efforts going on right now, especially the Clean River Project. They say among the oldest tracking programs is in Santa Cruz, California. It's called Take Back Santa Cruz. They reportedly found 14,500 needles in the county over the past 4.5 years. So, yeah, you know, people are not going to use heroin and then take their needle and, you know, walk into a doctor's office saying, look, I have this needle. Can I use your sharps container? Now, that's another thing, too. That's something that we have to address. Sharps containers cost money. Getting rid of the sharps container costs money. You know, it's interesting. You know, having a medical office, you see the cost. And maybe it's nickel and diming, and maybe it's not. Maybe these things are expensive. But, you know, we had to have, you know, a sharps container in every room. And, you know, they range anywhere from $5 to $40. I mean, you know, depending on the size you want, et cetera. And that's fine. You know, it's just something that you do. But regular garbage sanitation departments don't handle it. You have to have a special pickup, a special biohazard pickup. And that biohazard pickup gets costly. Now, understandably so, because they have to handle, you know, the syringes and they have to, you know, dispose of them properly. And you know, you don't want, you know, regular sanitation workers having to do, they got enough to deal with, you know, but there's extra cost. And so, you know, I don't see the average person who uses to go through that. You know, people throw stuff away in garbages all the time. That shouldn't. They throw needles away in garbages, etc. But they don't want to be caught. They don't want to be caught that needle is there, having their DNA or whatever on it, coming from their house, their garbage can. So they'll dump it somewhere. They'll throw it out of school. Hope some. And it's sick because some kids can play with it. So it's another health crisis brewing, a whole other health crisis. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.